So yeah, like I said, traveling, booking flights, catching flights, no feelings. That's spontaneous for me. But I would say I consider it boring when, if I do have those desires to explore, like our trips together as a couple, or our activities can't include just a weekend in Atlanta. I'm sorry. I love Atlanta as the next person, but if you're not trying to explore nothing new, no type of new city with me, or even trying a new restaurant, let's bring it local. I love that. I love trying new restaurants. I love going to different activities where we're involved. Maybe like a cooking class or bartending class, whatever it is. I feel like that's exciting, spontaneous. But here's my next question. Have y'all been in a situation or relationship where you were called the boring one? Because I certainly have, and I am here to share my story, but I'm gonna let y'all I'm gonna let y'all tell it.
Yes, I was
I
called the
yeah.
boring one. I was called the boring one. I would say I was called a boring one because of certain things that they wanted to do. I just felt like I didn't want to do it because, one, we probably used to do it a little too freaking much. And I'm like, I really didn't like it. I was only doing it for you. And then it's like, I don't want to vibe when you like go out with your friends or something, and you like, well, come hang out with me and my friends. I'm like, I can do that, but then you're not doing it for me. So it's like, when I stop doing it, it's like, oh, you're boring. Oh, I'm boring. Okay. But yeah, that's what I was saying. Somebody told me I was boring.
For me, it was doing certain activities, but my gut was just like, nah.
You don't want to do
It
it. So basically, you
was
don't want to do it.
my gut, Holy Spirit, Jesus, the Lord, the guardian angel, everybody was like, no. And it was continuously with that person. And it was just some of the things, it was just like, but why? Am I gonna be unalive at the end of this? Like, just because you just didn't want to do what they were doing and they couldn't, or they would not understand and hear you and hear your why. It was just all they heard was a no, or I don't want to, or I don't feel comfortable. And they took it as that. And then now I'm the boring one, and I'm like, little do you know, maybe I'm the boring one in this regard because I don't feel safe with you.
Right.
That might be it. But then, like this particular person, the type of people he dated after me were very Ray Ray, and I'm not a Ray Ray
Nope.
because I'm gonna let you Ray by yourself, and that causes people, that can have people call me boring because I'm. No. But we were talking before we started to recording. We were talking about Love is Blind season 4, and we brought up a controversial couple, Jacquelina and Marshall. And I felt like they would have been a perfect example of what this boring is. My cat is upset. Y'all say hi,
Listen.
Gracie.
Hey, Gracie,
Hi, Gracie.
look
He don't
at
want to talk
his
now because he is
face.
meowing himself down here. I'm
Yes,
just like,
look at
man.
his
I
face.
guess he just wanted somebody to
He see
wanted
him.
some attention, a little
I'm
bit of love.
telling you. I'm telling you. But Marshall is very level-headed. He's rational. He's emotionally aware. He is very mature, very wise. Jacquelina, you can tell her her name. She just might be a little spicy because she is.
A little.
She's very spicy. She wanted the Ray Ray guy, which is who she's with now. Well, actually, yeah,
Yeah, I
I
believe
think they're
so. With
still
Josh, she's still
together.
with Josh.
Yeah, so she's still with Josh. And so if you haven't seen Love is Blind season 4, sorry, this is gonna be a spoiler. But They
So
spoiled it for me, but it's okay.
Jacquelina, well, Tutu explains it very well. Go ahead, Tutu. I mean, okay, so without dragging it out, we were pretty much talking about how Jacquelina comes on this show and she's talking about she wants someone who's, let's just call it what it is. The trendy term to say is emotionally available. I mean, that's what most women, seek for. I need someone that's emotionally available. But when she finally gets somebody that is emotionally available and can deal and process emotions, all 20 of her emotional personalities, it's like she doesn't know what to do with it. And that was like kind of just rubbing me the wrong way because you come on this show, you're looking for love, you're looking to try something new, and she portrays this person that, seems to have a lot going on. And Marshall keeps reassuring her, "I'm gonna fight for you. I love you. I want to make this work. I got you. It's not just you by yourself. Your burdens are not just yours anymore." Because at the end of the day, he's the one that proposes to her, even though she had Marshall on one side and she had the rah-rah Josh on the flip side. So she ends up accepting Marshall's proposal. And she ends up going on the, during the segment of Love Is Blind, they go on the honeymoon before they actually get married. So they went to Mexico for the honeymoon. And in the middle of the honeymoon, she keeps kind of indicating, and now to me, these were red flags. She was indicating that, you don't know what I have back home. You don't know what I have to deal with. You don't know. It's not just me, it's a lot of people indicating, like, that she has family members who are this way. And homegirl in the middle of the vacation has a whole meltdown. And I'm just like, what is going on right now?
Girl,
What am I
the
looking at?
whole internet was trying to figure out what was happening.
We didn't know what
Okay.
upset her. We didn't know if something triggered. She wouldn't even say.
Bipolar.
She was saying a whole
Bipolar
lot of nothing. It was just like, oh, you don't know what it's like. You don't, it's not just me. You don't know what's waiting for me at home. And in my mind, I'm like, do you have an abusive parent? Do you have somebody, that's stalking you? Do you have like little minions running around? Like, what is going on? She wouldn't say. It's like she was just talking in circles and saying a whole lot of nothing, but she was just crying. And Marsha was still there, like, I got you. Who says that, first of all? What guy sticks by your side? Marshall really said,
real one.
that's my fiance and I'm gonna stick beside
She crazy, but I love.
her. She crazy. She's showing me sides I never seen, but I'm gonna stick beside her. So either way, they get back from the vacation and now she's super turned up. She's acting real funny. And then they go to the birthday party of one of their castmates, Chelsea, and the guy she did not choose, the rah-rah Josh that she did not choose but still had feelings for, ends up showing up. He's drunk. He's now pouring out his feelings, talking about, I would have fought for you, but I didn't want to step on nobody's toes and whatever, whatever he was saying. And it's not like getting in her ear. But either way, homegirl didn't show up to her dress fitting. And that's how Marshall knew. And can I just side note and say that the minute, I don't know if you remember this part, Shay, the minute that Tiffany texts Brett
Oh,
that at the
the
dress fitting and said that Jacquelina is my
fitting.
here, I was like, oh, they married, because that would be me all day long. Like, babe, guess what? what I mean?
But I also think part of it is because they liked Marshall and they were friends with Marshall and they didn't want him to be embarrassed and be all excited thinking that everything is all hunky-dory and homegirl is not even here for the fitting. So, bro, you might as well just go home.
And he went to his fit. Like, I mean, he seemed like such a good dude, but it was just like, I've at the end of the day, it seems like she just likes toxicity, and that's what she went for. She literally left this dude and said, I want to be with Josh. And the part that pissed me off the most is they let her keep that ring.
But don't they
She
let them
don't
all
want
keep
it.
their rings if they don't, you know what I'm saying? Gold. through with it? Don't they still let him keep
Well, I
But
think
Marshall
because he
gave
had
up on it.
asked, yeah, because it was like you didn't want to be with him. So give it back.
Right. Because it's
True. What
supposed
you
to be a
keeping it
symbol
for?
of
It's
our
not like you're
love.
it's not like there was it was a long, you know, it wasn't like it was a regular length relationship where you built foundation. You know what I'm saying? Like
Yeah.
time. Like you just met him. Give him back the ring.
Give him back the ring. It's supposed to be a symbol of y'all love. Ain't no love.
Yeah,
In this case,
exactly.
the love was very blind because she still is. But she needed to give back that ring because, and even as the new guy in her life, why would you
Why would
be
I?
this?
Why you have it?
Why you got this man ring? So
It's
especially
so
for, yeah,
bipolar,
especially for what the
crazy,
situation is, nah.
schizo, bipolar,
Cool.
all around crazy.
Cool for Coco Puffs is what she is.
There we
But
go.
either way, I hope she seeks help. But overall, it's just like she seems like she didn't want to let go certain things that she was used to in her life and certain toxic behaviors that she's accustomed to. So that's what it is. And it all boils down to this topic. Now I've been called the boring one before. And in my mind, I was like, well, I thought I was fun. And you know what? My
Like
ex
you
at the
just a
time,
man. You were just a ball of spontaneity.
I'm just a ball of rainbows and sunshine, but apparently no. But at first it bothered me, but then I was like, no. At this point in our lives, just because I don't want to stay out till 5 o'clock in the morning don't mean that I'm the boring one. I mean,
Hello.
at what point do we tell ourselves, okay, it's midnight, it's like we gotta go home. What you want to
Right.
be out till 5 in the morning for?
Right,
So
exactly.
I
To
guess
your
like
bed.
everyone's perspective and definition of whatever they consider boring is it is their own and it's theirs to interpret. But at the end of the day, I feel overall, if we're generally speaking, the word boring, open again to interpretation, but the boring factor comes in when you just don't, not even, you just don't want to do anything
Nothing.
at all. Because
Nothing, meaning nothing.
if we are at the point where we're in a serious relationship, in a marriage, then how did we get here? There was obviously something about me that you found interesting, worth keeping, worth proposing to, worth marrying. And there's something about you that I found attractive, worth keeping, worth holding on to.
Right.
So, yeah, it's just, I don't know. I can't say grow up, but
Grow up.
grow
Grow
up.
up.
But we definitely I don't like speaking on just female perspective when we are talking about relationships. We definitely need to have a part two. We're probably gonna look for one of our wonderful, mature male friends to come give us a part two on this and really tell us like are we thinking rationally or irrationally when we're saying there are certain things we don't want to do anymore.
Right.
And what do you define boring? And how do you deal with it? But
Right.
anyway, to close out this session, ladies, what is it that you like to do for fun? Let's pretend that we're getting to know somebody and they ask us, well, what do you like to do for fun?
Jump out of plane.
Oh no.
Let's do it. Been there, did that. Let's go. Can't get more spontaneous than that. Can't get more exciting than that one.
You
Okay.
can have all the jumping up the planes, Sherry.
Let's go. No, for me, I like to eat. I like to try new places. I do love, we're in South Florida, so I do like finding new things to do because it always used to irk me when tourists would come and they're doing all these
All
things.
the fun
I'm like,
stuff that we live
yes, you'll
here
be
and did
like,
not
where's
know what
that?
to do.
I'm like, I live here. How y'all know where this stuff is? Where am I not looking?
Very
Where am
Always
I
been
not
dealing
looking?
Do you know how long we dealt with that?
Yeah.
I still haven't been to the Homestead Farm.
Knott's Berry Farm?
Yes.
Me neither.
Me neither.
When I was going to go, it was closed because homeboy tried to off his parents.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah. The mom ended up passing. Yeah, the mom ended up passing. Lord. That was like last month.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like shocked right now. Wow.
Yes, girl. Yes, girl. Maybe that's a segment. Crazy kids and parents or something. But no, I absolutely love trying out new places to eat, activities. I love activities, bowling, paintball, which although it hurts, it's kind of fun. Like laser tag, anything that I can compete in. Yeah. I love doing that type of stuff. Even down to just a walk by the beach. It sounds so corny because, you know, we grow up hearing it, but it's free.
It's free. It sure is free.
It's and free. Relaxing. Get a box of pizza and some juice, soda, whatever. And there you go.
All day.
And grab you some lawn chairs and go sit down at the beach and walk. Or go walk and talk. Spontaneity, I think, is what keeps a lot of long, healthy relationships, the energy and the fire going. I think that when we get settled and you get comfortable, you get into a routine. It kind of reminds me of like Good Deeds, like the Tyler Perry film Good Deeds, because Gabrielle, she just always knew what he was going to be doing, right? Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until he met the other girl that allowed him and encouraged him to try something different, to do something different. Well, hey, you like this. Why don't you do this because you like it, not because of what you expect other people not because of what other people expect for you to do. And so she was able to bring that out of him, but only because he allowed her to
do it.
Yep. And he trusted her to do so, even if he did it, and he did it afraid, because a lot of those things he was very hesitant, like just even pushing for the bike and quitting the job. And she congratulated him on all of that type of stuff, you know. So I think it can boil down to, one, the person may just be a person of routine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they're just used to doing this particular thing, and that's like type A, and they don't want to venture out of what they're used to. And the other thing is that they just may not feel, in the same breath, another person just may not feel safe and comfortable with whoever their partner is to try and do something that they've never done before.
True. April, girl, what
do
you like to do for fun?
Well, Shay kind of like said most of my stuff. I am very adventurous. I like to like try new stuff, new restaurants, new spots to like have fun. Laser. I did laser tag, but I never did paintball.
Paintballing.
But I would love to do it because I would love to shoot somebody with a paintball. Oh. Anywho, but I love like outdoor stuff, like going to the beach. Even if we're going to the bar that's on the beach and we having some drinks and then we go down to the beach and have fun, like simple thing. I'm very simple, but I'm also fun. I'm goofy. I'm I can get it look cool for Cocoa Puffs that time, but I just like to have fun. That's just me. Yeah, everybody can't handle it, but the ones that can, I'm simple, but I love to have fun. Travel, yes. Get me to somebody island. We're gonna have
that fun. Right,
okay, we're gonna have a ball.
Girl, yes.
Hi, Dylan.
Look, it's our favorite nephew in our in our video. Hi, Dylan. Oh, don't turn your face now.
Right.
You
want to be all up in it, and now you want to
hide. But yes, I agree with you. My favorite things, I like sipping margaritas, but on somebody island. So catch me in the air without feelings. But no, you ladies have hit every point. I just feel like we're in a stage in our lives where, yes, we can be adventurous, try certain things, but we gotta do so responsibly and, you
Yeah.
know, not break our necks to do so. And also, you know, another point I was gonna bring up was compromise. Everything don't have to be a, oh, let me compromise to please my partner, because is this something you want to deal with forever, or do you want to be honest and upfront and find someone that matches you and your
Right.
energy? I'd rather find someone I could be goofy with and likes the same type of things. It doesn't have to be every single thing, but again, like if we get to a certain point in our relationship where we're talking, you know, marriage long term, forever, then we have to be really, really comfortable with each other, being like comfortable doing what the other likes. And just overall, like, I don't need my man, you know, just be like, oh, let's go on a cruise. Okay, we did that last, like, it can't be the same repetitive stuff. You
It
know what I
depends on
mean?
where you're going with the cruise now. There's a lot of
It,
different
well,
places
not,
you're
yeah,
going on
that's true. It
cruises.
depends, but it's just like, you know, come up with things. I like somebody that likes to do their research too.
Yeah,
Yeah.
man.
Oh, I found this new restaurant. Are you down to try it? Yes. That
Like,
turns
bring
me on.
it up
If
before
it's a
I
hole
do.
in the
How about
wall.
that? Yes,
Yeah, except even
exactly.
if it's a hole in the wall, because you can always people watch there. It's people watching is
People watching is
great.
fun.
It's a great sport, you
If
know?
y'all think that's a bad sport, I don't know what y'all been living on, though. Because
Right. So,
y'all
well,
think
that's not boring to
it
me.
was
Yes, especially. So it's like I'm down to do that, you know, even with my homegirls, even with you girls, we've been out and we've like people watching,
dying of laughter. That's
laughing,
my
and they're like,
hobby.
why are we laughing? But they don't know we're laughing at
Why are
them.
we laughing at them?
But
Okay.
anyway, I just say, you know, to keep a healthy relationship, like you said, it always requires new things, new exciting things. Just research and you know, also learn your partner. It's little clues and little
Key.
hints and things.
That's the key, though. Learn your partner.
Learn
People
your
don't
partner.
think you're
Love
not
your
supposed to
choice.
learn your partner, but you should be
You
learning your
should
partner.
be. It's you gotta study them to really know,
Know them.
okay, he was looking at this blue pen in the store the other day and it read such and such iFly.com, whatever. I'm gonna surprise him and take him to iFly. Like, you gotta learn your partner. I feel it's a huge part of a relationship and moving forward and making sure that you guys are kind of meshing together, kind of like just
The
seamlessly
chemistry is
meshing.
on point.
But, you know, we'll get this and we will get a male perspective. We're gonna find someone, we're gonna have a part two. Overall, this was a great segment, you guys. Any last words, thoughts, comments?
Oh, don't be boring. Even
Don't be the boring one.
if
And
they,
that,
even if
also.
Even if they think you're boring and you know you're not, you put them to the side and be like, well, tell me what's boring.
Right. And do
Let's
you have
talk
some
this.
deeply rooted trauma that is rooted in your nervous system that is causing you to feel that I am the boring?
Boring one. Right.
I
Right.
love it. I love it. I love
Right.
it. I love it. Anyways, great session, you ladies. thank you guys so much. Thanks to all our viewers for listening, and look out for part two. And if you don't already follow us, please do follow us at Cocktails with Kia on Instagram, Cocktails with Kia and Friends on Facebook. And you know, we're always looking for new ideas, new topics. Feel free to email us at cocktails with Kia and Friends at gmail.com. Thank you guys so much once again for listening in, and have a great night, you guys. Hey there, cocktailers. How are you guys doing? Good evening, good day, good night. Welcome, welcome. Oh my gosh, do we have an exciting topic for you guys tonight? Season 6, episode 5. Woo, we've been doing the thing, but here we are. And we just we've been in the social webs, you guys, and we got a good one for you to discuss tonight. But first of all, before we dive in, let's go ahead and talk about who's on the panel tonight. So we are missing our main host, Miss Kia, but she is here with us in spirit and hopes that we all enjoy this conversation tonight. But I will be starting off. I'm Tutu, one of the co-hosts of the KWK fam. And next we have our girl, Shay.
Hey, y'all. Hey, night, night.
And next up we have our girl, April.
What's going on, peoples? Hello.
All right. Thank you, ladies, for being here tonight. So first and foremost, we know this topic is it's an interesting one. So I feel like there might be a part two, but we're just going to dive right into it because we couldn't let this one pass us by. But like I said, we've been on the social webs and we came across this very interesting video, and we're going to actually see if we could play that video, a little bit of the audio so you could hear it, and then we will begin our topic. But our topic for the night is, are you the boring one in your relationship? I know that's like shocking, right? So we're gonna dive into that. Also, our cocktails for this evening, we actually don't have one. I'm sipping on wine, but as we normally say here with Cocktails with Kia and Friends, your cocktail is whatever you choose for it to be. Mine preferably tonight is wine, so I'll take a sip to that. And April, what are you drinking on, girl?
I'm drinking a little Hennessy that I had left over, so yeah, Hennessy and ginger ale.
Yes, because we know anything is possible. Yes,
you know
ma'am.
It. Yes.
And Shay, what is your cocktail of the night?
Her infamous water.
No, she didn't call you out.
Men don't hear you, baby. Men don't hear you, baby.
Earlier, I was drinking my grapefruit soda. Shout out to Trader Joe's. Thank you. And I also have my water.
Yes.
Knew that water was there, baby.
Yep. Mm-hmm. She called the water.
funny.
No worry. I give me two. Me too.
I love it. I mean, water is life. Anyway, so I believe Shay has the recording. So if you could just let us hear. What are they talking about on this social interwebs?
Okay, so we came across this recording of a guy speaking about how he almost left his wife because he felt that she was boring. And so we felt that it was an interesting topic because there's so many things about being the boring person. In the relationship and what that means, and that can mean something totally different to everyone. And so we wanted to play the recording and then have a discussion topic about it, because I think as you age, you realize that certain things are not boring. It's just what you were used to versus what you're getting, and you can't connect the two dots and see how something different could be beneficial to you. Mm. So here is the recording.
I almost left my wife when we first got together because I thought she was boring. I didn't realize that I was healing the wounded little boy in me that still needed that dopamine rush of toxicity. You see, the way the nervous system works is that we hold on to memory in our body, and mine was holding on to memory of toxic relationships. It's kind of like when you eat a bunch of junk food and your body becomes dependent on the chemicals in that junk food. It's the same way. Your nervous system works the same exact way. So when you're used to toxic relationships, you will seek that constant thrill, that constant high of dopamine rush of toxicity. So let me ask you this. Are you still seeking that dopamine rush of toxicity? And is there something in you that needs to be healed in order to step fully into a healthy relationship?
Bloop.
Now, oh my.
Now, see, it's one thing he said in there, that's kind of like, I won't say bothering me, it's just stinging me a little. Now, why is it that he's saying our mind has like a memory of
Your
a
nerves,
memory bank, your nervous system.
your nervous system
Your
has
nervous
memory.
system.
So can we call it that our mind is holding on to memory, or he just don't want to grow up?
No, it's, I think that's a real thing. Like, you know how somebody may have a fear of something. So even though you haven't been triggered by that thing for so long, your body automatically may clam up as a result of that thing. And so a lot of people feel that, you know how the saying of like, you think with your head first. A lot of people feel like you think with your gut first. Like your body will react to things quicker or first, and then your brain and your neurons will follow. So that gut feeling or that like anxiety or twisting of the belly that you kind of feel when we go into certain places or when we come around certain people, that is the reaction. I think that's the reaction that he's talking about. But if we've had some type of trauma around it, our body's going to react to it without, and us, and we're thinking, why are we still reacting to this thing when we haven't seen it in so long, for example. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, I think it kind of makes sense now that you're saying it from that perspective. I can kind of get it. It's sort of like, I mean, without using the word trauma, it's sort of like a little trigger that's sent to your body, like, oh, I recognize this. I understand this. This is my past life and what I used to do. And I'm trying to change, but my body keeps wanting to pull back. So yeah, I get it. I understand. So my question to you ladies is, what do we define as boring? Because I be thinking sometimes I'm spontaneous, but I don't know. Maybe it could be considered boring. So what do y'all consider boring?
You go first, Amy.
Not trying to really do nothing. Like if I want to like go somewhere simple, like babe, let's just go to the park, have us some us time. You don't want to do the small things, but you basically want to do like, let me say, when something about what you want to do come up, hey babe, let's go play pool. I may not want to do it, but then I turn around, hey babe, let's go here. Okay. So when it comes to like not taking my interest in consideration as much as I take yours into consideration, it's like, all right, so what are we doing? Like, what is this? That's what I would basically consider boring. And not being adventurous, of course, like all around adventurous. Like,
I could see that. I could understand. I mean, I would say if I end up in a relationship with somebody though, I mean, how did there has to be the how did we get here? Like, we had to have a common interest for us
right.
to be in a full-blown relationship. So that's why I'm like, it's funky a little bit because how did this man go to, I almost left my wife because she was boring. So that's why I was like, what do we consider boring?
But in the beginning of every relationship, everybody gets, you get excited. It's very fun. And it's like, it's new to you. So you're gonna always want to be around that person. You're gonna always want to do something with that person. It's like you be doing it for so long, and then all of a sudden it just like it slowly just decrease. And then you're like, well, what happened? It ain't you. It just either that person just got to the point where now they got you. They don't care to do all this extra stuff that they did in the beginning. So it's like, why try?
Like, oh, that's what we're doing now, huh?
Like I don't feel like I need to continue on. Trying to date you and I got you now. We were doing that in the beginning, but now we on our laid back stage now. There's no need to
Right.
continue to do all of this. No, you got to keep doing that.
Keep
Okay.
doing it. For me, I think boring is lacking spontaneity and just not wanting to try new things. And like April said, you just don't want to do nothing. Like, no,
Nothing.
nothing new, nothing exploring. You're just very stuck in your way. And just, yeah, lack of conversation, lack of desire to just live in the moment sometimes, because that can make someone boring. Like, you're just, you can't be a go with the flow type of person. You, everything just has to be structured all the time. And sometimes that can be monotonous, right? And sometimes monotony can be boring. Can lead to a person being boring in their relationship.
Agreed. I could see that. See, now I feel like I'm the type of person where there are some things about me that is routine, but I also have my side that's, you know, spontaneous. I like to not just spontaneous in I'm going out and I'm shopping and I find something new and I'm gonna buy it. Like, that's spontaneous. But I have my spontaneous sides. I like to travel and do other things that I consider spontaneous. So